Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Introducing first, the challenger, accompanied by Martin Jennifer Justice. What better way to start Milestone 100 than with the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship on the line? And today, Jennifer Justice, along with Martin, have the opportunity to lead 100 as champions.
And introducing next, her opponent, she is the reigning, defending Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion from Little Rock, Arkansas, the Golden One, Cassandra Golden!
And the Wrestle Center goes absolutely bananas as the Golden One, the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, Cassandra Golden, opens up the Golden 100th episode, as Terrence Ford said. Title defense right here to kick off the show.
How fitting, 100 episodes ago, our very first episode, she was on it, and here she is 100 episodes later, the women's champion and a fighting champion at that.
Defending the championship here today to start off the Milestone 100. Jennifer Justice has Martin at ringside with her, and you would have to assume that that is going to be an unfair advantage, but Jennifer Justice might need every bit of advantage to walk away as champion here today, because Cassandra Golden has been absolutely on fire as of late.
Yeah, absolutely, and having Martin in her corner is going to provide a little bit of an unfair advantage, because Cassandra Golden doesn't have anybody in her corner today.
Basically two on one here. Usually we see G.O. Savage out here with Cassandra during tag team action. But again, this is one on one, and it's for the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship. Milestone 100 as Cassandra Golden has a standing side headlock on Jennifer Justice. Whoa, big shoulder tackle showing off the strength of the Golden One. Martin at ringside, directing traffic and barking orders. Big splash!
Here we go.
One, two! Almost picked up the fall right there.
This could have been an upset victory, at least for Jennifer Justice.
Very quick victory. Irish whip to the kapow, turnbuckle. Big elbow from Jennifer Justice. Wait a second. Oh,
some strength from Cassandra Golden.
Big sidewalk slam, but Martin's just grabbed the women's championship here. Two count, near fall in the ring, but Martin's got that championship behind his back.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it here at ringside, but we see it here at the desk.
No, the referee does not see it. Now,
what
wait a second. He throws it in the ring. Referee David Knight turns his back, but wait a second.
Come on.
Martin interferes in the match to give Jennifer Justice the advantage here.
This is a load of crap.
We got to step away for a quick commercial break. Jennifer Justice in control.
Come on.
Title match continues.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live, starting this Friday, January 27th in Brighton, Tennessee. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. This action takes place at Brighton Middle School and features the first ever Brighton Funhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now to benefit the Brighton Baseball team. Saturday, January 28th is our next watch party at David Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave and Buster's, Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us the next forum for Wrestling Night with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now.
You came in after work, it's the only time you can. Savory steak and bacon, grilled cheese, sounds like a great plan. Wow, kids online are really mean. Sonic steak and bacon, grilled cheese.
Sonic.
We aren't just here to see patients.
We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
Flexible phone plans that keep your family safe and connected. There are plans for any budget, and you'll save even more when you get a phone on us with every new line you add. Switch to Google Fi Wireless today.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and the assault continues. Now look at Martin.
Of course, the referee totally oblivious as to what's going on here because his focus is on Jennifer Justice. Back turn, and Martin rolls Cassandra Golden back into the ring as if nothing just happened. Give me a break.
Jennifer Justice is in a perfect position right here. Really setting herself up for a possible championship victory. Irish whip. Here comes Jennifer.
Speaking of championship, I hope the championship committee is watching this match very closely. And if anything costs Cassandra Golden this match other than a fair victory, I hope they look into it.
Big elbow, then followed by a big boot. Jennifer Justice having trouble here with Cassandra as she builds momentum. Just under, big clothesline.
Falling like a sack of potatoes, too.
And again, Cassandra hanging on to that right arm.
But you know, it doesn't help because normally our reaction is to brace when we fall, but there's no bracing she could do when she's got an arm that's tied up.
Cassandra Golden calling for that hip attack and nails it.
Beautifully executed.
Cassandra Golden scoops Jennifer Justice up.
But what is this? Oh!
Martin goes down.
She took him out.
Jennifer Justice in a bad way. Oh. Cassandra Golden hits it.
She nailed it.
And she retains.
Here is your winner and still Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, the Golden One, Cassandra Golden.
Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas, 501-834-5769. That's Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas, and we kicked off episode Milestone 100 with a successful title defense with Cassandra Golden. But earlier this week, Terrence Ward, Hollywood Jimmy, was once again up to no good with Kate Toomer. Check it out.
So we doing? This is what we doing.
Jimmy, it's been done.
Sure enough.
Oh!
welcome back to Memphis Wrestling and welcome back to Ringside. And joining me on Milestone 100, Grind City Rumble, it's the best of the best, Austin Lane. Austin Lane, the best of the best. You've been there since episode one, and here we are, Grind City Rumble, episode 100. It's a milestone, and you know a thing or two about the Grind City Rumble.
Absolutely. This is episode 100. Let me hear you, Memphis. Oh, yeah. Now, see, the thing is, I've been here since episode one, and I've proved week in and week out that I am rope to rope and pillar to post the very best of the best inside that ring. However, in the past, I'd say probably about 5-6 months, I've had a thorn in my side. See, Matt Williams has been that little bit that has gotten me off my game. See, the thing is people have forgotten exactly who I am. I am the man that went 1 year without losing a single match. I, last year, entered the Grind City Rumble, and I won the whole daggum thing. I am the defending Grind City Rumble champion. So the thing is, it's no better than episode 100. I want to end this with Matt Williams so I can focus on next week, entering in the Grind City Rumble and becoming the first ever two-time champion. So, Matt Williams, come out here. We're going to end this now.
You're not going to have to wait very long, Austin, because I hear the music. And joining me right here, right now, is Matt Williams. All you care about is yourself. That's all you care about. Austin, who took care of Nikki when you were out with injury? I did. Who jumped on Kate Toomer? Who jumped on Kate Toomer, the biggest dude here, when you were injured? I did. I did that for you because I was your best friend. All I wanted, Austin, all I wanted, I didn't want your spotlight. I just wanted you to share it. I wanted to tag with you, and I wanted to be the tag team champions. And all you cared about was you. Sick of you, and I'm sick of you holding me back. You want to finish it?
Yeah, there was a challenge issue.
Hold on a second. Hold you back? Shut your mouth. Nobody held you back. Why? Because I got you a contract here? The reason you're drawing a paycheck instead of sitting in some big old hall for a hot dog and a handshake? Because I got you signed here. I gave you, you want to talk about being held back? Shut your mouth. There are women out there in the world right now that cannot make a decision on what to do with their body. They're held back. There are people that are being held back because of the color of their skin. And you want to complain about being held back? Get your buddy out here right now. We end this, not later on. I want to end this right now because I promise you, over the past 2 years, I've done nothing but create stars. But today, this week on Memphis Wrestling, I'm going to end one. Get your guy out here.
The challenge has been issued. Austin Lane versus Matt Williams. What do you mean we will end it? And here comes his muscle, Big Jack. 2-on-1, Austin.
Not a chance. I knew exactly what you were going to do. I got a little bit of backup myself. So like I said, not later today, not later this week, not main event. We do this now.
Ladies and gentlemen, tag team action. Austin Lane and Bulletproof Bruce have issued the challenge to Matt Williams and Big Jack. When we return, we're going to ring the bell. Milestone 100, stay with us.
So, I didn't think I needed Swiffer until I saw how easily it picked up my hair every time I dried it. It only takes a minute. Look at that. The heavy-duty cloths are extra thick for amazing trap and lock, even for his hair. Wow. Try Sweeper now for $9.49.
Saturday, February 4th, is our second anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl featuring WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. reserve your seat right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. Can't get enough Memphis Wrestling? Need more than just 1 hour per week? Then you're going to love Memphis Wrestling Plus. Get more information at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. This action takes place at Brighton Middle School and features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. The bell rings and we have tag team action on Milestone 100, week two of our Grind City Rumble, 3 week blockbuster spectacular, and it's Austin Lane locking up with Big Jack. Now, there's some history here. Big Jack picked up a cheap pinfall victory over Austin Lane several weeks back, thanks to Matt Williams, and now they're trading chops.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much history in this ring right now, you could write a book. And include several chapters, not just because of Austin and Matt, but let's talk about Austin's tag team partner, Bulletproof Bruce, who's now in his corner, taking on his former partner and his brother, Big Jack.
All kinds of chaos and drama spilled between all four of these individuals. And here we go, Brother Bruce and Big Jack finally squaring off. Big elbow from Big Jack. Now here's the crazy thing, is during that interview segment, nearly what each one of those guys said was true.
You could hear a pin drop in this building.
All that stuff really did happen as Brother Bruce getting his hands on Matt Williams, a man that he says he's not my brother. That wasn't the plan if you go back just a couple of weeks ago on Memphis Wrestling, but what they said during that interview time is all true. Matt Williams did help Austin when he had surgery. He did help Nikki Lane, but then Austin did get Matt the contract.
This was back during the time that Austin was more or less a backstage producer.
What a chop. Ducks that one, and look at Matt. He's going to take off.
Very smart. Very, very smart.
Austin's right behind him, though.
By the way, did you notice Matt's shirt?
Yes, of course. You got to be careful. Nobody home. Smart move from Austin Lane. The best of the best.
Matt Williams didn't notice Austin.
Big kick to the midsection. Austin going for a suplex. Big Jack intervenes.
I'll tell you what, I got to give credit to David Knight here for being quick there to intervene.
Wait a second! Big neck breaker from Matt Williams.
Don't count him out yet.
There's the tag.
Bulletproof Bruce, the legal man.
And here we go, big showdown. Former partners, as you said. No love loss here as they're already trading shots.
Yeah, some big closed fists.
Big Jack has been very, very impressive as of late here on Memphis Wrestling. And look at this. Two bulls colliding in the center of the ring.
I think it's important to highlight, too. We're talking about Big Jack is just country strong. This man's got a lot of muscle, a lot of upper body strength. But then you've got Bulletproof Bruce, who's a retired Marine. He might not have the physical acumen that Big Jack does in terms of physical appearance, but he has got the core strength that the Marine Corps drills into every Marine.
Matt Williams with a knee to the back. Big clothesline from Big Jack.
It was enough to take the focus off.
You're exactly right. That knee to the back, just enough to throw Bruce off. Big Jack able to capitalize. And, of course, Matt Williams now gets the tag. once Bulletproof Bruce is on his back.
Yeah, and you see the corner of your screen, Austin Lane trying to come in to the aid of Bulletproof Bruce for that illegal tag teaming of Bulletproof Bruce, but of course, referee trying to maintain some order.
Oh, and now Matt teasing. Oh, and he slaps Austin. Reached around the referee, David Knight, and just smacked Austin, and you could see he's gritting his teeth.
Yeah, Big Jack there in the corner was choking Bulletproof Bruce.
Want to take just a moment to remind you that Memphis Wrestling's anniversary super show is coming up. Get your tickets right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Bulletproof Bruce fired back at Big Jack.
Oh, and that elbow right to the shoulder.
And they're chanting Bruce.
Austin Lane desperately trying to get in there and make a tag, but you can see he's holding on to that rope, which is supposed to be there to serve as a guide.
This is perfectly legal, though.
Yeah.
He's extending his hand. Bruce almost close enough to make the tag there. Jack has the wherewithal to pull Bruce back on his side of the ring. Nobody home in the corner.
Smart
here comes
enough.
Bruce.
Smart enough to keep in mind where he's at. That's the thing here is these competitors know each other's moves. They know what each other's anticipating. They know what they're trying to think about in their head. As you can see there, Bulletproof Bruce anticipating. Knew what was coming.
Double clothesline.
They both thought the same thing just then.
Both men are down, desperately needing the tag. This is the perfect scenario, ladies and gentlemen. Milestone 100. Will Matt get the tag along with Austin? Will we see them showdown right here on Memphis Wrestling? Both get the tag, and here we go.
Oh, God. Making contact with Matt Williams. Another big right, big right. He takes the elbow off. Oh, the elbow.
Big elbow.
Off.
Austin Lane with the tag and on fire, but just took a little too much time, and Big Jack shuts it down.
Yeah, he turned his back on Big Jack. Big mistake.
Sidestep. Once again, miscommunication followed by a huge knee.
Oh, wait a minute.
If I know Austin like I think I know Austin, the front row better look out. He's on the top.
Oh, no.
Dives off. Into the...
If you saw it just before the camera switch, smart enough to realize what was coming and moved out of the way, and look where he's at now.
Standing all by himself in the center of the ring, Matt Williams could get a count-out victory here, perhaps.
I don't think he's going to allow for
that
to happen.
Wait, he's going to the top.
A little too slow.
Way too slow. Austin Lane catches him.
Oh, here we go. Could they go into the lights? There's no tiles to prevent it here.
Big Jack just might have saved. Wait a second now.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, my God. No!
No!
Yes!
Everybody's down except for Bulletproof Bruce. One, two, almost got him.
Bodies were everywhere. That is going to be on the highlight reel for sure.
What strength shown by pretty much everybody in there.
Now the Wrestle Center chanting, this is awesome, and it sure was. This match has definitely not disappointed, at least
former
the fans here.
Best friends in the ring. Matt goes for an illegal kick. Big spear by Austin Lane, the best of the best.
God in heaven, that spear.
Says best of the best.
Oh, and another
puts Matt down again. And Austin Lane has done it.
Here are your winners, Bulletproof Bruce and Austin Lane.
want a victory on episode 100 here at the Grind City Rumble week 2 of our 3-week blockbuster spectacular. Austin Lane and Bulletproof Bruce are victorious. Fans, don't dare go away. On the other side, we've got the problem child. Stay with us.
Wrestling? Need more than just 1 hour per week? Then you're going to love Memphis Wrestling Plus. Get more information at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Look, motivated by greatness. See, I was born to make it. This is more than a passion. See, this is my purpose. The bumps I'm taking this road, I grind this foster my impatience. They're trying to tell me what my turn is. They refuse to see my time is.
Our next free watch party at Dave & Buster's is Saturday, January 28th. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis.
Now, I've heard a whole lot of rumors on the internet and everything swirling around here, and I want to ask you the question point blank, just like everybody else does. Mackenzie Morgan, who done it? Who attacked you several weeks back? It looks like Diana Taylor is obviously a suspect.
The only thing I remember that it was a man. I don't know.
It was not a woman that attacked you at all. That you think it was a man that attacked you in the backstage area.
It could have been Jimmy Blaylock. It could have been Fan Vicious. It could have been Colton Cage. Somebody from the Hollywood clique. It could have been them, or it could have been some other.
When are you back in the ring, Mackenzie?
5-star. I'm clear to compete in 2 weeks for the Crime City Rumble. And Dustin, nobody is ready for MKZ.
MKZ, what's going on?
I've seen some of it.
Dalton, the internet has been saying the attacker was you. I just want to know, Dalton, was it you?
Yeah. Do you believe it was me?
I was knocked out. Was it you?
Morgan, our friendship's more than that. And if you think it was me, I'll give you this ring. Our friendship is more than that.
I don't need the ring, Dalton. I just need to know if it was you or not. I know how much you want to wrestle, Dalton. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. You should trust me.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and joining me at this time are two men who have absolutely lost their minds as of late and should be ashamed of themselves and their actions. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the problem child, Aaron Roberts and Justin Case. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you guys shaved Zay Washington's head after you got beat.
See, Dustin, it's this time of year where there's 29 other men and women in the back who think they have a shot at winning the Grind City Rumble. But see, they got a problem, and it's a big problem, the problem child.
Next week's a long week away. I think I'd like a little warm-up, and if this dude is here, ain't got the guts to come and take it, give me the best you got, Memphis.
Leave the fans alone, a warm-up match. Aaron Roberts, the problem child, wants a match right here today on 100. Kid Wrestling answers the call, headed to the ring, and I don't know about this decision from Kid Wrestling today.
Yeah, probably not the smartest move, but to give it this way, he's probably seeing an opportunity to make an impact if he can somehow score a victory over Aaron Roberts.
Well, everybody wants to be on episode 100, Terrence, no matter what.
And I was trying to give him some credit.
Yeah, I guess this is Kid Wrestling's way of getting on 100. You've got to love his guts, his heart, his determination as the fans get behind him. But this other man, Aaron Roberts, he's just no good. Let me just say that. A hair versus hair match, he loses and still shaves Zay's head.
The fans were so hot at the end of that episode. We literally had to keep them back because it was so heated in the wrestling center.
Well, Terrence, it wasn't just the fans that were hot about it. Believe me when I tell you, the championship committee absolutely hates what happened. And Aaron Roberts is lucky to be here or in the Rumble as he just slams Kid Wrestling. One count.
Oh, now, come on.
Late choke here from Aaron Roberts.
Referee giving him what for? Telling him, I'm the ref. You need to listen when I tell you to stop.
The knucklehead himself, Aaron Roberts. Finally has Zay Washington out of the way. On the road to the Grind City Rumble right here next week on Memphis Wrestling. Aaron Roberts says he needs a warm-up. And that's what he's doing right here, right now. And he is making it look like a warm-up, let's be honest.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's like a dog playing with his toy.
Look at this. Just in case, wiping the brow. Oh, man, what a kick to the face. Lots of boo birds in the air here at the Wrestle Center today. And fans, up next, the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling history. The Gun Show and the Genetic Nightmare. One-on-one for the title. But right now, Kid Wrestling is in the kill zone and is absolutely crushed. That's it.
Here is your winner, the problem child, Aaron Roberts.
Aaron Roberts.
Oh, wait a minute, Dustin. Just tosses him over the top rope as a premonition for the Grind City Rumble.
Next week, that will count as an elimination. Let's take a look real quick back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Right here at the Wrestle Center. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. And up next, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Anthony, the Gun Show, one-on-one. Stay with us.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live starting this Friday, January 27th in Brighton, Tennessee. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. This action takes place at Brighton Middle School and features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now to benefit the Brighton Baseball Team. Saturday, January 28th is our next watch party at Dave & Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's, Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at the next forum for Wrestling Night with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
Out of my number one contendership, huh? How is it? Yeah, have him meet me.
Mike Anthony says he'll make bail, and here's the Gun Show, Bret Michaels. He's not backing down from any fight.
The stare down. Oh boy. The Gun Show with Brass Knucks. And he's wrapping that chain around his bicep. He's saying, do it! And he does!
Cashing in his Cobra Cup trophy, this is now a triple threat match. Down goes Archer.
What?
New champ.
Not only do you got to worry about everybody else coming for you, you know I'm coming after that.
Well, that ain't gonna happen. See, like you did me. You said I had to earn it? Well, guess what? You gotta earn it.
Welcome back to ringside, and it is nearly main event time. And Terrence, we saw just a moment ago, the history runs very, very deep with the Gun Show and the genetic nightmare Mike Anthony. And today it culminates in the main event on Milestone 100.
Yeah, the Memphis Heritage Championship is on the line. This feud comes to an end today, and maybe, just maybe, Mike Anthony will get exactly what he deserves after the chaos and the hell he has put everybody through here at Memphis Wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gun Show. The Gun Show, Bret Michaels has been waiting for his opportunity to go one-on-one to get that rematch for his Memphis Heritage Championship that was basically stolen by Mike Anthony via the Cobra Cup. Fans, the history runs deep between these two. Arguably the greatest feud in Memphis wrestling history. And it should all culminate right here, one-on-one. And what better main event at the Grind City Rumble, Milestone 100, than the Gun Show versus Mike Anthony.
I'm loved by few, hated by many,
and here he comes, the champ,
by all.
The genetic nightmare, the self-made savage, wearing a Gun Show Bret Michaels t-shirt, meanwhile sporting the Memphis Heritage Championship. Genetic Nightmare sending a message to the Gun Show. Tearing the shirt off. And there he is. And we've kept these guys apart for the last couple of weeks. You notice they were not live at the Wrestle Center last week, and that was a reason for it. We've got to get this match in the ring because you never know what Mike Anthony might do. And today we get the match of all matches. Brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live, our anniversary blockbuster spectacular. And right now, we're going to head down to the ring for our championship introductions with Terrence Moore.
The following contest is our main event, and it's scheduled with television time remaining, and it is for the Memphis Heritage Championship. Introducing first, the challenger from Gaines City, Tennessee, weighing in at 240 pounds, the Gun Show!
Boom!
And introducing next, his
Watch out, Terrence. We've seen Mike attack students. We've seen Mike attack people in the front row.
The time has finally come. Move, ref. Trust me.
I'd move out
to quote the legendary Jake Roberts, there's two things you don't do. You don't turn your back on a... You don't turn your back on a man that you fear and a man that you respect.
Talk about disrespect.
Back to you, Terrence. I'll tell you where you were. Introducing the reigning, defending, under-freaking-sputed. Right there. There you go. Say it. Just like that.
And introducing next, Terrence. He is the reigning, defending, undisputed Memphis Heritage Champion from Chicago, Illinois, weighing in at 222 pounds, the genetic nightmare, Mike Anthony!
Fans, don't you dare go away. On the other side of this last commercial break, it's the Memphis Heritage Championship on the line. The Gun Show, Mike Anthony, next. Stay with us.
Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live, starting this Friday, January 27th in Brighton, Tennessee. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. This action takes place in Brighton Middle School and features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now to benefit the Brighton Baseball Team. Saturday, January 28th is our next watch party at David Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave and Buster's, Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at the next forum for Wrestling Night with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Can't get enough Memphis wrestling? Need more than just 1 hour per week? Then you're going to love Memphis Wrestling Plus. Get more information at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Don't miss Memphis Wrestling Live, starting this Friday, January 27th in Brighton, Tennessee. Memphis Wrestling tag teams with the Brighton Baseball Booster Club for a huge pro wrestling fundraiser. This action takes place at Brighton Middle School and features the first ever Brighton Bunkhouse Brawl. Tickets are available right now to benefit the Brighton Baseball Team. Saturday, January 28th is our next watch party at David Buster's. Watch WWE Royal Rumble with us. It's free to watch. That's Dave and Buster's, Memphis. Saturday, February 4th is our anniversary Blockbuster Super Bowl. Witness live the biggest main event in Memphis wrestling. Plus, WWE Hall of Famer Bushwhacker Luke. Reserve your seat today. Sunday, February 26th, meet us at the next forum for Wrestling Night with Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis Tigers. Don't miss it live. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and we have not rung the bell just yet. Mike Anthony, once again, is at ringside, losing his mind. We got a title match right here, episode 100, Crying City Rumble, now the attack.
Look at this. Listen, for the last few months, for the last year, we have seen Mike Anthony lose his mind. Everything from being comfortable in a jail, being comfortable talking amongst some steel, everything that you can imagine the mind of Mike Anthony being in, and he has robbed so many people of opportunities to become the Heritage Champion because of dubious tactics like this right here.
Calm down, Terrence. I know you were in the line of fire just a second ago, but here they go on the floor fighting. The bell has not rung yet. Mike Anthony doing what Mike Anthony does.
Well, you know me, Dustin. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get a little irate here, but
gosh.
I don't like to be too much the center of attention, if you will.
Lower back, right to the ring apron. the hardest part of the ring.
No love, no give. On the edge or the side of the ring.
What are they doing? He's clearing out the front row.
Oh, don't do it.
We've seen this
before. Don't do it. Wait a minute. Oh, man. Trying to bust the eardrums.
That's one way to do it. Mike Anthony just teeing off on the gun show. This is not a match. Not yet.
No, this is a fight.
Just a fight right here.
I didn't mean to take the words out of your mouth. That's exactly what this is. Mike Anthony is looking to take home a victory again today.
Now.
Well, the bell hasn't even rung.
The boot.
Steel
chair across the back. Come on, Mike. Referee David Knight needs to get him in the ring so they can ring that bell.
Absolute just chaos and disorder outside the ring.
Don't put your hands on a referee.
God bless him.
Throws David Knight in.
I think Mike Anthony's lost his mind.
Forcing the ref to ring the bell.
Oh, God!
Joe Lariat!
Wait a minute, here's the cover!
One, two, three, that's it! Oh, my goodness!
Here is your winner, and you, Memphis Heritage champion, the God Show!
Milestone 100, capped off with the crowning of a brand new Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion, and it's the Gun Show, Bret Michaels. I can't believe it.
I am at a loss for words. Mike Anthony's cockiness, his inability to focus on his opponent and make sure he did this the right way, cost him the title here today, and it went back home to a man who is more deserving, has more integrity than anybody in our locker room, and that's the Gun Show.
Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gun Show Lariat prevails, and check this out. The Gun Show celebrating with his daughters at ringside and the fans of Memphis Wrestling.
Look at Mike. Mike is at the desk, and we can switch. Look at it. He can't believe it. Mike can't believe what just happened. The Gun Show Lariat was cocked and loaded, and he pulled the trigger, and Mike Anthony just cannot believe what has happened.
Baby.